Michael Bernard Beckwith.
I've seen kidneys regenerated. I've seen cancer dissolved. I've seen eyesight improve and come back.
I had been wearing reading glasses for about 3 years before I discovered the secret. One night, as I was tracing the knowledge of the secret back through the centuries, I found myself reaching for my glasses to see what I was reading. And I stopped in my tracks. Past scenes of my life flashed before me, and the realization of what I had done struck me like a lightning bolt. I had listened to society's message that eyesight diminishes with age. I had watched people stretch their arms out so that they could read something. I had given my thought to eyesight diminishing with age, and I had brought it to me. I hadn't done it deliberately, but I had done it. I knew that what I had brought into being with thoughts I could change, so I immediately imagined myself seeing as clearly as when I was 21 years old. I saw myself in dark restaurants, on planes, and at my computer reading clearly and effortlessly. And I said over and over, "I can see clearly, I can see clearly." I felt the feelings of gratitude and excitement for having clear vision. In 3 days, my eyesight had been restored, and I now do not own reading glasses. I can see clearly. When I told Dr. Ben Johnson, one of the teachers from The Secret, about what I had done, he said to me, "Do you realize what had to happen to your eyes for you to do that in 3 days?" I replied, "No, and thank goodness I didn't know, so that thought was not in my head. I just knew I could do it and that I could do it fast." Sometimes less information is better. Dr. Johnson eliminated an incurable disease from his own body, so the restoration of my eyesight seemed like nothing to me compared with his own miracle story. In fact, I expected my eyesight to come back overnight, so 3 days was no miracle in my mind. Remember, time and size do not exist in the universe. It is as easy to heal a pimple as a disease. The process is identical. The difference is in our minds. So if you have attracted some affliction to you, reduce it in your mind to the size of a pimple. Let go of all negative thoughts and then focus on the perfection of health.
Nothing is incurable. Dr. John DeMartini.
I always say that incurable means curable from within.
I believe and know that nothing is incurable. At some point in time, every so-called incurable disease has been cured. In my mind and in the world I create, incurable does not exist. There is plenty of room for you in this world. So come join me and all who are here. It is the world where miracles are everyday occurrences. It is a world overflowing with total abundance, where all good things exist now within you. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? It is.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can change your life and you can heal yourself.